Right, if you just join us now, good morning. Het is goed doen dinsdag. Goed doen dinsdag vandaag. Op die lijn heeft met mij, heet ik voor Faisal Jacobs. Morgen, good morning, Faisal.
Good morning, Sahil. Thank you so much for having us.
And sister, clinical lead, sister Yolanda of Janssen van Noorde. Good morning, sister. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm very well. Thank you for asking.
Fantastic. It is like it's a misty kind of a morning here in the winelands. Very, very cold. Somebody's phone is making a lot of noise. Okay, there we go.
Is that?
Okay, there we go. Okay, Faisal, I want to kick off with you first and with asking the question now for our listeners who may not be familiar with SAS and what an ostomate is. Can you start by explaining to me the work your organization does and why it's so important?
Okay, so let's start off with I'm an ostomate. I've got a colorectal cancer survivor for 10 years now. Mm-hmm. And my life was pretty much saved by the mm-hmm. formation of the body. Very briefly, and I'm going to leave the clinical definitions and explanations to Yolanda. Mm-hmm. But I have a pouch that mm-hmm. is attached to my belly, and okay. my body's waste gets expelled into that pouch. Mm-hmm. So SAS is an organization I'm a co-founder of. Myself mm-hmm. and Heather White started the organization about 6 years ago. And it was pretty much about creating a supportive environment yeah. for people living with a stoma. But pretty soon we came to realize that there was a greater need for advocacy, where we find too many patients, particularly in the state sector, who don't have access to the product. Now, we need this product. Without the product, we are pretty much incontinent,
yeah.
which means we will be debilitated.
Yeah.
And so a large part of what we are doing is yeah. also advocating for improved care and then also improved access to product.
Okay,
I think Yolanda will do better to explain the clinical.
Okay, you talk about product. What exactly is a product? So for those that just joined us now, I've got Faisal Jacobs, who is the president of the SAS, South African Society of Ostomates. Also on the line, I've got clinical lead sister Yolanda van Noordwijk as well. Sister, can you explain to me what is the product that Faisal is speaking about?
The product is basically a specific medical grade plastic bag
okay.
that is attached to it sticks to the body and it's a drainable pouch
okay.
so that they can empty the stool or the urine that is collected in the bag.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Right. So from my side, I can just tell you that this is the most frightening experience for any patient to have to go through. Mm-hmm. And as a stoma sister, it is our job to make sure that we help them regain confidence and independence after the surgery so that they can get back to society with a normal life and live with this to the best of their ability.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so now, Faisal, I'm gonna go into the awards. When I heard about it, I'm like, wow, it's an amazing thing. Now, and to the Stoneman Nurse Excellence Awards, it's a great initiative. Now, what inspired SAS to create these awards, and why do the Stoneman nurses deserve this special recognition? That is the one thing. And why do you want to give it to them?
So I think for a bit of context, because the awards, the reasoning behind it is a little layered. I think I want to start by saying that across South Africa, we have less than 100 qualified stoma nurses in the country.
Oh my.
We also know that there is no definitive register of how many ostomates there are in the country. We as SAS estimate there to be plus 820,000 ostomates.
Oh, okay.
So we take that number as true. You're looking at 8,200 patients to one nurse.
Mm.
And as I've mentioned earlier, ostomates don't always have access to the products or pouches that is needed to help us live that dignified life.
Yeah.
And with the work that we've been doing, you know, we've come across so many nurses who under challenging circumstances are doing their best to support the patients, to help us regain our dignity. And what better way to put a spotlight on people living with a stoma by recognizing these nurses, these amazing people like Sister Yolanda, but also to try and encourage other nurses to get involved in stoma care. Mm-hmm.
Sister, I want to ask you, now, if you, how do I know, obviously, there is red flags, obviously, and when I need to go to the hospital, what is the signs for somebody to now to say, okay, I'm sitting with a problem?
That is not a question that I can tell you in these few minutes. The diagnosis is not that simple.
Okay.
And it's not something that you can pick up. It is very complicated and often delayed terribly before the patient gets diagnosed and actually gets the surgery. But when they do get told, if you don't have the surgery, you are going to die.
Oh my.
And then when you wake up afterwards, you are going to live with your stool or your urine on your stomach for the rest of your life, or temporary, but it is not something easy to deal with. Mm. And that is the fact that we deal with stool and urine is something that nurses are not very keen on, and therefore we need to advertise for more people to get involved, because it is the most rewarding job ever.
Mm-hmm. So with nurses, I know there's a lot of nurses that really love what they do. They do their job clearly, they want to help people, and they want to be part of assisting patients or clients with stoma. Is there a particular course they need to follow? Is there procedures they need to go through? What is it that they need to do?
You have to be a qualified registered nursing sister in order to do the stoma therapy course.
Okay.
The course is offered through the University of Bloemfontein in our country, and it's an 8-month course that they have to do, a postgraduate course to qualify as a stoma therapist.
Oh, okay. So, and it's only in Bloemfontein, no other place? Right.
There is another company that does it called Fortiability, a private company that also does the course, but it's only the two of them in the whole of our country.
And the cost, sorry for all this question, but I would like to know this. What is the cost implications, especially for nurses or sisters that would like to do the therapy and learn more about it? Do you have an estimate?
Can I jump in on this?
Yes, you're right.
Can I jump in on this one? So the cost varies depending on the institution that you go to. Mm. One of the things that SAS has done, and it was also a way for us to celebrate the amazing work that Sister Yolanda has been doing with the organization over the last 4 years now. We started a bursary fund, the Fantastic. Sister Yolanda Van Oordrijk Bursary Fund. And if any nurse is interested in doing stoma therapy, they can go off to our website. I'll leave you with those details.
Okay.
And all the requirements is on there, along with the links to the university. I speak under correction. I think the University of the Free States registrations usually open around November.
Mm-hmm.
So the intake will be for 2027.
All right.
That's correct.
Fantastic. That's actually great news, especially for our nurses. They work extremely hard. They work extremely hard for the monies, for the salary to put bread on the table, and to get a bursary actually just to do the course. It's great news. Faisal, I want to get back to the awards, because nominations are currently open. Now, what kind of stories are you hoping to receive, and who can nominate a deserving stoma nurse? Before I go on, I know the number is still small. So how do I identify those nurses?
Okay, so we have a nomination process running on our website. If you go to sastomates.org.za, /stoma-nurse-awards. There's a whole nomination form on there. And nominations can be done by patients, by colleagues, and family members as well. Mm-hmm. The stories that we're looking for, you know, whichever job it is that you do, there's a minimum job requirement that is required from you. So we are looking for nurses. And as I mentioned before, our nurses are working under very, very challenging conditions. And if we just read some of the nominations that came through, it is the stories where the patient came into the stoma clinic with severe abdominal pain, no doctor available, the nurse taking her down to the emergency room, fighting there to get a surgeon to see the patient, sticking with that patient until treatment has been identified, mm-hmm. and the patient has now moved into a ward. That is going above and beyond. That is about supporting our patients. Sister Lola in the Eastern Cape, that hospital hasn't had pouches for months, but the advocacy that she does, the phoning around, the knocking on the doors to make sure that her patients can get pouches. She's not always successful, but she's doing so much to try and help. And those are the types of nurses we need to celebrate and honor.
Fantastic. You know what? I wish I had here or a hat on my head. So I'm going to just take it off. So now the conference brings together the healthcare professionals from a range of disciplines, right? So why is it so important for experts to share knowledge and continue learning when it comes to autonomy care? Sister, can you answer that?
Healthcare is consistently evolving, and there is all the time new scientific evidence. That means that we never stop learning, and we've got to stay on top of all the new developments. Mm-hmm. So it is important that we upskill ourselves and that we know exactly what is happening in the medical world. So that's why it is so important. Therefore, the SAS conference that we are doing is going to be a collaboration of all the different multidisciplinary team members that deal with the stoma patient, so that all of us as a team can actually work together, refer to each other, and help this patient to become an independent member of society and fully functional when they leave the hospital to start their new life that we have just saved, basically.
All right, sister, fantastic, great news. What I've done is actually now I put you, I found the Nurses Excellence Awards. It is shared on our status, sis. And for those that just joined us now, I'm talking to none other than Faisal Jacobs, who is the president of SAS, and also clinical lead sister Yolanda on the line with me, and talking about the awards, talking about the stoner. And Jermaine, your wife can actually do this, eh? There's a course for her. And there's a bursary as well. I'm just talking to one of my colleagues. His wife is a sister. Yeah, she's a sister. There's a bursary, I can organize it. Okay, fantastic. Before I let you go, finally, if there's one message from both of you you would like to share with every listener to take away today, whether they know someone living with stoma, work in healthcare, or simply want to make a difference, what would that be?
So I think as an ostomate, as a patient, I do want to say that I know it can be an extremely daunting proposition to live with. I mean, as babies, it's fine. We clean a nappy. It's fine. It's natural. But as an adult, to be told you're not going to be pooping into a pouch, it can be extremely overwhelming. But with access to the right product, with access to a stoma nurse that works very well with you, and it's important that they keep informed about your lifestyle, you can live such a fulfilling, productive life. And the stoma surgery, this is the advocacy hat now. Stoma surgery isn't the end of my treatment.
Yeah.
stoma surgery is just the first step. So we need to ensure that our healthcare professionals, the administrators, understand that there's an important need for access to this product. And then to the communities, this is not a dirty thing. This has been a life-saving event. Much like HIV and AIDS 30, 40 years ago, all the stigmas associated with the education, and that those stigmas no longer exist. And we need the same. We are still people. We can still live our lives. Yeah, that's it from me.
Sister, from your side, I just want to know, and I know people, and I think Faisal touched on it, especially with the stigma, and how can I, if I have somebody living with stoma, how can I assist with making that person's life more comfortable and, more comfortable?
Are you saying when you don't have a stoma, how can you do that?
No, if I have somebody that's a family member, or I know somebody that's living with stoma, that how can I make that person's life a little bit more comfortable as a person?
I think acceptance is the most important thing. Most of these people feel completely rejected. They are scared of the smell. And that people will stay away from them because they've now something different, and that they will be avoided and isolated. So that is extremely important to just accept them as they are, because it's more important to have that person still in your life than actually not have them at all. It's like if you go for an amputation, if you had to lose your father or mother, you would rather have them without a little toe than not have them at all. So I think people need to realize that it is not the end of their life, and that they can still do everything that they did before. It is just a matter of having the correct support and guidance so that they can live a fulfilling life again. The family is extremely important, and that's why they are involved in the counseling that the stoma nurse does. And she becomes the center and point of all the support and pillar of strength and complications going forward. So that is, again, why she is so important.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, Sister Yolanda and Faisal. You guys must have an absolute fantastic day. And Faisal, let me know when the let me know where's my invite for the awards.
For sure, we'll send one along.
We'd love to celebrate our nurses. We'd love to and that's important. We, our healthcare department, our healthcare nurses, our doctors, we do not celebrate them enough. That is the main thing we do. We actually need to do that. They do an outstanding job, and we just hear and sometimes criticize, we crucify them, and it's bad. But thank you very much for joining us this morning, and thank you very much for to basically educating us on stoma.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Fantastic.
Thank you very much. Have a nice day. Bye-bye.
Bye. You too. All right, Justin Timberlake, Selfies. Just after this, I get into sports. It's KC Breakfast Morning. Welcome to the show.